today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. In this episode, we're going to look at the high status of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her.
Daughter of the Nabi, Lady Fatima.
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 2nd of Jamadil Thani, 1445, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Azar, 1402, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of December, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to verse 23 of chapter Ash-Shura.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ذلك الذي يبشر الله عباده الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدَ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ
It is that of which Allah gives good tidings to His servants who believe and do righteous deeds. Say, O Muhammad, I do not ask you for this message any payment, but only goodwill through kinship. And whoever commits a good deed, we will increase for him good therein. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and appreciative.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This ayah is known as the ayah of mawaddah, kindness. It is narrated from the noble prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, that when he arrived in Medina, the pillars of the Islamic faith were fortified. The helpers, or Ansar, said, "We will go to the noble prophet and will tell him if he has financial needs." When he was informed of their offer, the verse, "Tell them that I do not expect any remuneration, but the love for my kith and kin." This verse was revealed. The noble prophet recited the blessed verse to them and said, "Love my family after my demise."
Ya Fatima al-Zahra, ya bint Muhammad, ya Sayyidatana wa maulana وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا
يا وجية عند الله اشفعي لنا
This part entitled The High Status of Lady Fatima. Lady Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, is described by the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny as the greatest woman of this world and the hereafter. Fatima is not an ordinary figure. From her childhood until her martyrdom, she worked earnestly to serve Allah and those around her. Fatima may not be an imam, but she is the mother of 11th infallible imams, and without a doubt, the imams owe their infallible characteristics to their mother. Her distinctions are numerous, one of the most outstanding of which are her parents, the Prophet and Lady Khadija. Parents have a huge influence on their children.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. In this first session, we shall be talking about the importance of Fatimiyya and the effect of the whole existence of Lady Fatima salamullah alayha in the world of Shi'ism, and the importance of the mourning and azadari on Lady Fatima salamullah alayha. The days of Fatimiyya are the days when lovers of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salam, peace be upon them all, mourn the martyrdom of Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. Due to differences in narrations about the date of Lady Fatima's martyrdom, and Shia scholars considering two historical accounts as authentic, Shias and the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt observe the days of Fatimiyya twice, at different times. During these days, they hold gatherings commemorating the virtues and tribulations of the finest lady of Islam and the first martyr for the cause of wilaya, and denounce the enemies of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha is the most perfect and supreme lady of the world, who is known as an innocent daughter, wife and mother, with nicknames and epithets such as Sayyidatul Nisa al-Alameen, Ummul A'imma, Umm Abiha, Tahira, Siddiqa, Kubra, and etc. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Now one beautiful lesson from the epic life of Fatima Zahra alayha salam, to cherish the parents and treat them in best manner. Verily, Fatima was surnamed Umm Abiha. Fatima Zahra is widely known for how she used to cherish and treat her father, the Prophet of Allah, in the utmost best manner. Fatima would take such great care of her father that he could call her Umm Abiha, the mother of her father. On many occasions, at a young age, Fatima would care for her father after he had been harassed or attacked by others.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Allah. La ilaha illallah.
On the continuation of today's special, Lady Fatima is a representative of Allah among the infallibles. from the speech of the leader Ayatollah Khamenei, we learn this is based on a hadith which has been narrated by imams. Peace be upon them all. Fatima Zahra is the representative of other divine representatives. She is the imam of the imams. In the Holy Quran, Allah the Exalted has mentioned how much women should be respected. Allah the Exalted has created a woman like Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, about whom Imam Askari alayhi salam or Imam Hadi alayhi salam say, "We are the representatives of Allah among the people, and Fatima is the representative of Allah among us." This is based on a hadith which has been narrated by these imams, peace be upon them. Fatima Zahra is the representative of other divine representatives. She is the imam of imams. Is there a great personality? She was infallible, and such a person was a woman. Great women such as Mary, Sarah, Asiya, and many other great women, outstanding personalities of the world, in the path of perfection and transcendence, it is human beings which move forward. There is no difference between men and women in terms of social rights.
We have so many lessons that we can extract from her life and apply it into our own life. And one such lesson that I want to speak about very briefly is that of selflessness, of the khidmat, of serving others. In this time of uncertainty, where people are searching for hope, for salvation, for some sort of relief, it's important that we look out for each other, that we pray first for each other, that we attempt to pull others out of their own darkness. Surah An'am, verse number 122, has a beautiful opening portion of that verse, when Allah reminds us that I've given you two beautiful tools that you must use now to help everyone else around you. And the verse says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa man kana maytan fa'ahyaynahu wa ja'alna lahu nuran yamshi bihi fin nas. That when you were spiritually dead, I gave you life, Allah says. And then I gave you light as well. I gave you hayat, I gave you nur. I gave you life, I gave you light. Not for yourself, yamshi bihi fin nas. So you may take that light and that nur and walk amongst the people. Meaning what? Illuminate the path of those around you to the best of your ability. There are people around you, your loved ones, your family, your community members, who you know are right now struggling during this difficult time that we are in. Reach out to them. Send a message to them. Dedicate a small prayer for them. Extend a hand to them. If you don't have a solution for them, if you're not able to solve their problems, at least share in their darkness. Sit with them and accompany them as they get through their difficulties. We learn from the way that Sayyidah Fatima was with her father, with her husband and her kids, that she was a very selfless individual.
Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for choosing this episode of today's special for listening. And till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك.